A massive refrigerated warehouse proposed for Portland's waterfront could make Maine a bigger player in regional and international shipping. As ships sail, it's the closest port to Europe. But as Fred Bever reports, there is a spirited opposition from neighbors and from competitors.
The western gateway to Portland's peninsula, where the Four River opens into the bay, has a long industrial history. In the 19th century, the waterfront's belching gas works and glass works kept hundreds of workers employed. Those factories have long since disappeared, and for years, much of the land was vacant. A decade ago, its chief use was as a dump for plowed snow. But it's come alive in the last 4 years, ever since the Maine Port Authority convinced an international shipping firm based in Iceland, it's called Aimskip, to make Portland its only U.S. port of call.
So we're seeing a ship about once every 10 days currently. We're hoping to get up to one a week before too long.
John Henshaw is the Port Authority's executive director. He's steered more than $25 million in public investment to the port and its international marine terminal. Now, more cargo every year is being moved between ship and shore by a 210-foot-tall crane, while reach stackers, what look like monstrous mechanical crabs on wheels, grab the containers and shuttle them around the lot. Mostly, they are full of frozen fish brought from the North Atlantic for processing and distribution in the States. On the way back to Iceland and other ports in Northern Europe, cargo ranges from forest products to blueberries, potatoes, dry goods and appliances to electric vehicles, popular in energy-rich Iceland. Some are parked on the lot now, waiting on the next ship out.
You'll see there's some classic cars here. There's an old Cadillac there, a lot of Nissan Leafs, Chevy Volts. But we also see boats and RVs and had a hearse. Another thing is we see quite a lot of is they make a lot of movies in Iceland these days. And so we see entire movie sets coming through here on a pretty regular basis.
Henshaw estimates about $600 million worth of cargo comes through here every year. And the facility brings the state about $4 million for payroll jobs and port services. Further expansion, he says, could cement Aimskip's future in Maine and add millions more in direct and indirect jobs. That's as Maine producers access new markets abroad and establish new seafood processing operations here. One example being explored, exporting Maine craft beer to Europe, importing German malt to make that beer happen. And the potential can be seen a couple hundred yards away at places like the Bristol Seafood Company. CEO Peter Handy stands on a catwalk above the shop floor where stacks of frozen Norwegian haddock wait to be thawed in a 20-foot-long metal sluiceway.
And each fish is individually caught alive on a hook. It's then headed and gutted and flash frozen within 4 hours of being caught. So fresh that when we thaw it out, it actually goes through rigor mortis in our plant.
Before Aimskip set up shop, Handy says he was trucking that Norwegian haddock and other fish too up from Massachusetts to another cold storage warehouse in Portland owned by a company called Americold. So for haddock, the cost of trucking and transfer are considerably reduced. Back in his office, Handy says he's bullish on a new Americold proposal to build a 120,000-square-foot cold storage warehouse right at the port on a parcel that's served by an existing rail line. Bristol Seafood would be able to receive nearly all of its whole fish by sea or rail, avoiding the considerably higher expense of truck freight, which also produces more emissions of carbon dioxide.
It comes off the boat and goes straight into the freezer. And that's a more elegant solution.
Backers think the whole plan is pretty elegant. Americold puts up construction money, as much as $31 million, pays rent to the Port Authority, and Maine businesses access new markets, all in an historically industrial zone. Except that industrial zone happens to abut the same residential district that once housed factory workers. Now it's a jumble of working-class rentals, gentrifying condo units, a handful of stately mansions, and subsidized housing with a big complement of recent immigrants. And then there's the fact that after winning the project bid, Americold said it would need its warehouse to rise about 2 stories higher than current zoning rules allow. So now some city officials are recommending that an entire mile of the waterfront be rezoned to allow buildings as high as 75 feet.
While the city is potentially bending over backwards to help one company change the rules after winning the bid, you're also putting millions of dollars in potential property value and dozens of new affordable housing units in jeopardy.
Carol Kelly is one of dozens of neighborhood residents who spoke against the plan at a recent planning commission meeting. They say they support waterfront industry and even the idea of a cold storage warehouse, as long as it doesn't unduly obscure valuable views and alter the area's character. Resident Sonia Robertson says future generations should not have to ask, who let this happen? As some are asking about two street widening projects that have proven to be overbuilt.
Please don't permit a third project be constructed that's too big, too out of scale, and too visually disruptive. Take the time to examine building alternatives so that cold storage works for the waterfront as well as for the entire city.
Americold declined to comment on what Port Authority officials say is its do-or-die demand for the height allowance. But if the city does acquiesce, that could complicate matters even further. One company, which was qualified to bid on the project but did not, Philadelphia-based XTL Inc., tells Maine Public Radio that if the city lifts the height restriction, the RFP should be reissued to allow everyone a fair shot at the project. Port Authority Director John Henshaw says the RFP sought to find the best qualified developer, not a specific design, and there are no plans to reissue the RFP. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.